So the morning session is the English session, apparently. So that's very good. Although I do speak a bit of French, but now that I work for the British government, I'm not allowed to, apparently. No, that's not true. The French always say that when they come to meetings, but it's not really true. So anyway, this session is about consciously exploiting mineral resources while mastering environmental impact. So really, it's on how do you do that? And I've just put up two slides, actually, to start the conversation going a bit. And these slides that I got here are really based about on the oil and gas sector, actually, but they are equally applicable to the mining sector. So I'll just leave it like that, right? That's the start of it all. The start of it all is that we have a communication problem that we have here in the UK, and I think we'll probably find that when it comes to the mineral sector, we have similar problems. And the question is, how do we deal with these communication problems here in this case for the fracking problem, but equally as well for dealing with the underworld in general? And we need the public to be confident about our ability to manage the subsurface and to feel that they're informed and can find the information out when they need it. So that's not just for oil and gas and such like, but at least five of our low carbon energy solutions use the subsurface: carbon capture, shale gas, radioactive waste, energy storage, and geothermal. So they require us to convince the public that we know how to deal with the subsurface. And these are the public. And so what we're in the process of doing in the UK and in the BGS and starting to grow around the planet, I think, is this concept of an energy test bed, but you could equally put this for minerals and such like. So it's a unique package of monitoring and research capability at the subsurface and in the critical zone. And it's coupled with deep borehole monitoring. So they're looking at various things at various scales so that we really understand and can convince the public that we know what's going on in the subsurface on the scale of their livelihoods. Because don't forget, as geologists, we don't deal with the scales that the climatologists deal with, but on the scale of a livelihood. So actually, to kick this off, we just received about £40 million investment to start two underground facilities, and essentially so what we think we need is something like this, essentially an actively monitored underground space on the scale of sort of the upper 2 to 3 kilometers, where you can deal with everything that we've been talking about, these geoenergy solutions, mining solutions, and this involves everything from airborne surveys to underground monitoring. So we have to be able to articulate in this case in the geoenergy space, but equally in the geomining space, to articulate the reason for our science. And we have to also ensure that the science is given a fair hearing and remains even-handed. And it's very easy to sort of fall into one side or the other, to fall towards the supporting industry side or towards supporting government side. So it's trying to keep that right. And I think the same thing can be applied to the mining sector. And I think that's really what this session is about. How do we have an even-handed approach to mining and the environment, and how do we convince the public that we know what we're doing? And it's more and more important, I think, to be able to convince the public that we know what we're doing than it ever has been before. So that's what the session's about, I think, anyway, and we'll come back to that in the discussions. So the first presentation, and I warn the presenters that so the Collège de France has given me 2-page summaries for all of you, but and if they like, they can publish them because I'm not going to read them. But I'm very impressed at your various careers. So the first talk is going to be given by Raul Cruz Rios. And Raul presently is the Director General of the Mexican Geological Survey. Okay. And I just picked out two things in these pages here. In 2013, Raul was unanimously elected as Vice President of the Association of Geology and Mining, based in Madrid. And he won an award in 2015 for what's called the Economic Pulse from the state of Mexico for 25 years dedicated service to the minerals exploration sector. So Raul, extensive service in the minerals area, based in Mexico, but worked around the world and actually talked around the world from what I can see. Okay, so welcome. Okay, you're ready.